Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Paranorm Girl Podcast presents Spectral Shorts, Volume 3. As the sun sets and the heat of day gives way to the stillness of a hot summer night, things previously unseen begin to stir. As shadows lengthen and the familiar becomes unknown, you may begin to wonder just what all could be lurking beyond the safety of the light. Welcome back to the program. Time to settle into your favorite spot and let the warm summer breeze carry you into the heart of the following chilling tales. Our first account comes to us by way of Alex from Hereford, Arizona.
My name is Alex Hamilton. I'm from, a variety of places, but I currently live in Hereford, Arizona. My story, me and my friends, one night we went out skinwalker hunting, which not the safest thing to do, not the smartest thing to do. And so we get there, it's dark out, and my friend, while he's getting out of the car, he stumbles on a rock, almost trips over himself, and says, blurts out, "Damn it," as you would. But then, as we're going, we're about an hour and a half in. From behind me, I hear someone say, "Damn it." Problem is, the friend who said that thing... Hold on. My memory's getting it flustered up, sorry. So, I hear my friend who said, "Damn it," before. I hear him say, "Damn it," from behind me. Problem is, he's the one walking in front of me. So, we don't see nothing after that. We don't hear nothing after that. But we just decide, hey, good enough time to call it quits, and we just head back to the car and go home.
So, was the reaction mutual with you two? Like, did you both hear the damn?
Well, there was the three of us. There were three of us out there. We heard it. All three of us heard it, and we're like, "What was that?" Because we thought maybe one of my friends had tried to imitate it, but that was too good to be imitated, and the friend said no, so.
You think it was a skinwalker?
I don't know. Because, the purpose of us being out there was to catch a skinwalker, right? But, we didn't see anything, didn't hear anything, but not hearing anything is in of itself a sign, so.
Yeah. Well, last question for you. What would you do if you caught one?
Is
there a plan in place?
Well, we did have guns with us, so. That was a thing. But if we did see anything, we probably wouldn't have shot it at all. Because if we could identify, hey, that's a skinwalker, I tell you, I probably would have left. I probably would have been like, nope, I'm getting out of here.
And that would probably be for the best, Alex. Thank you so much for your story. According to a quick Google search, the skinwalker is indeed capable of mimicry. And it's one of the more terrifying aspects of the Navajo legend. This is a power used to trick and deceive people, making them believe they are hearing someone they know or trust. I can imagine the fear that would set in if my friend called out from behind me, while clearly walking in front of me. Our second and final experiences come from Lisa, of Vail, Arizona.
My name is Lisa Purcell, and I'm from Vail, Arizona. So today we're in Tombstone, and we've been to the Birdcage Theater a few different times. We've caught some things, including the cowboy and the reflection of the hearse that's in there. And so then when I came home, I kept smelling what would smell like a cowboy, like what I would assume would smell like those days. My husband was out of town, and it felt like he had walked up behind me, and I turned to talk to him and realized, oh, he's out of town. And so I would acknowledge and talk to the cowboy. So I always felt like a safe, comfortable, protective kind of feeling. And we take out, because we're novices, so we like to take out our equipment and took out the EMF detector, and it would just light up to red in a certain corner where I felt that he was at. And so, yeah, that was pretty nice. He has since come back here, which I completely understand. And whenever we go to the Birdcage, it's just kind of feeling that presence. Another experience was at the Stanley Hotel. Was very fortunate to capture a few different things, including faces in the reflection of the mirror of a room nobody was in, as well as downstairs. There is a girl that's down there. Our entire ghost hunting group had gone upstairs. We were on a tour. Everybody was upstairs. There's three stories. And while everybody was upstairs, I didn't feel quite well, so I went to get some water downstairs. That's very out of character for me. Even though I like the paranormal, it still is a little bit unnerving at times. And so I would normally take my husband, but I just didn't feel well. My focus was on the water, so I went down there by myself. After I took the water and took an Advil, I realized, oh, I'm in the basement by myself with, I believe if I'm not mistaken, her name is Lily, and I apologize if that's incorrect, but it's a few years ago at this point, but they had talked about a girl that unfortunately had frozen and passed away there. And so as I turned, I realized I'm in this area by myself, going back upstairs to join the tour group, and I felt her. She was right behind me. There was no mistaking. I'm like, I am absolutely not alone. Much like the cowboy, I'm like, I feel that presence. And I turned around, and I acknowledged her, and I just felt her with us. We went upstairs, and my sister-in-law had the dowsing rods, and the tour guide was asking, were you downstairs, you know, with this person and that kind of stuff? And we just kept getting hit after hit and responses and saying, yes, I was with her. Yes, I was right behind her. And so that was a really cool experience. And then we've also gone to the Queen Mary, one of my absolute favorite locations, being a California girl born and raised for over 30 years. Been there multiple times, multiple experiences. Probably the last time that I went, I got crystal clear EVPs. I got every time that we walked past the lights on the bridge, out on the deck, they would flicker. And as soon as we passed, they stopped, walked back by, they'd flicker. So just kind of acknowledging. And again, I know that spirits are, human spirits are just people without bodies. I know there are other types of spirits as well, those I don't interact with. But the human spirits, definitely open to that. And so when I acknowledge and I'm respectful to them, I get that in response. And so again, EVPs, I got one of the most exciting captures I've ever had. Was I was standing by myself again with a tour. I like to go off by myself on tours, getting more comfortable with it. Again, not at that time at the Stanley, but other times just kind of being like, okay, like I'm okay, I can do this. And so kind of wandered off. I could see our entire group. They were down below. It was a two-story situation in the engine room. So I'm up looking at the engine from above, and our whole group is down from below looking at it. And so I'm taking pictures, and the protocol is to take burst pictures, where if you're trying to capture, you have to take, I'm overachiever, so I take a minimum of six. I know that it's the, you know, rule of thumb is three, but I always take six. And in five, there's absolutely nothing. And then in the sixth one, there is a gentleman's hand on the railing, and it looks like an actual human hand, and I'm up there by myself. And unfortunately, there's a gentleman that was killed up there who was trying to jump through the doors as they were closing, and he was crushed in the door, and I asked more questions, and in there, you can not only see his hand, but what looks like the cuff of like overalls of like a worker that would be down there. And so I was just, and again, these are humans without their bodies. So I was talking to him, I was acknowledging his situation. I'm saying I'm sorry that this was your experience and that you've passed. We're here respectfully to engage and communicate and hear your story and just, you know, relate human to human. And so I feel that when you go in with a respectful presence that you're met respectfully. And so I think he was just like, okay, you're here to let me go ahead and show myself. And so, again, by far and away, one of my most exciting captures. And I'm very fortunate. Anywhere I go, being open to that and being like, again, I'm here respectfully. Let's have an interaction. I feel very fortunate that that's been my experience. So, yeah.
Approach the paranormal.
Yeah.
I wish we had more time.
Yeah. So sorry.
So many questions. Yeah. I was like, Stanley, wait, yeah. Can we marry?
Well, as a matter, and if you, I know, I love it. I've been going since I was a child so many times. And if I can find, I'm sorry, I know it's a little bit dark out here, light out here from my phone. It's a bit dark. And unfortunately, everything I've archived on my phone, so I have to go through my Instagram when it's not being difficult and a pain. Let me see if I can slide down there really quick. So again, sorry, it's a bit dark. So you can see in the burst photos where there's nothing except for the one where his actual hand. And again, you can see a little bit of the cuff of the...
Got to be choking.
Yeah,
oh my
and then
gosh.
Here is another one. So this is just being up on the deck outside. This is the placard that shows all the people who have passed there.
Yeah, yeah.
It just lights up red anytime that I've gone in there. And again, I've gone multiple times. This just happens to be one picture. But I was out on the deck outside, and I always double tap my phone to make sure I'm getting a crystal clear photo. And I snapped and I got this. Again, burst. I didn't include them because of everything I included here.
Yeah.
But it just all of a sudden you can see, and you can see the two figures.
These people were not there.
No, they were not. It was an empty deck. I was up there at night by myself. So.
Wow.
Yeah, again, I've gotten more comfortable with it. Yeah. Certainly not in a dark basement by myself, but if I'm out in the open in an area like this, I know that somebody could turn a corner and that kind of thing, so I'm a little more comfortable, but in this, just out there by myself. And then this one, it's really hard to see outside. This is, in my opinion, this face. Again, I know it's very hard to see, but I was like, who is this? This is in the ballroom where they have, you know, Queen Mary herself. And if you look
this
at
it. This is in the mirror?
No, this is just standing there, just taking a picture of the ballroom. I just zoomed in and cropped it, but I know it's hard to see that one. But if you look up a picture of actual Queen Mary that the ship is named after, you see a picture that looks exactly like this. And she's known to be like the white woman in the ballroom. I'm like, I think that's Queen Mary, because this is what I picked up and what
you
I
are
think.
A ghost
so
magnet.
I yeah yeah, and on a personal note, my grandma, who one of my most favorite human beings to ever walk the earth, the day after she passed, I actually have a video of that. And actually, I'll just save it and you tell me what you see.
Okay. Oh, I see that.
And that's her chair that it came out of. So I feel like that was just...
And that's pretty distinct,
right,
too.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of people have orb
right.
things that
and
are just like, oh,
she was never one to... her and my sister and my father are non-believers, and that's perfectly fine. Not everybody and that kind of stuff. But I told her, you come back and you haunt me. Like, it's fine. I believe even
crazy.
If you don't, whatever. And then the next day I got that, so I was like, okay, we're good. And then she's all the time. I get things, and I mean things that are distinctly her all the time. So, again, it's just having that contact with the humans who no longer have their bodies. And again, there are other entities in that. I do not mess with that. I've come across those. Not my jam. Shut that down. Protect yourself. But with other humans, absolutely.
When I used to live in Southern California, I was lucky enough to visit and take a tour of the Queen Mary. My own experiences were pretty unnerving, but nothing that would beat the picture you showed me of the hand on the railing. I sure hope you have shared that capture on social, Lisa. And as for your other captures and experiences, you are indeed one of those special individuals of the population where it isn't hard to believe in the paranormal. Because the paranormal, quite literally, is your normal. That will wrap today's installment of Spectral Shorts. Thank you for tuning in. And if you are new to the show and ghosts are your thing, the Paranorm Girl podcast is gearing up to launch Season 7, premiering on September 3rd. And the topic for the course of this season is ghosts and hauntings. It already has promised to be one of my spookier topics in some time. And I can certainly get down with some spookiness anytime. If you enjoyed the show today, please tell me by leaving a high rating and review, including all of the reasons you found it so enjoyable. The ratings help the show reach new ears, and the reviews help me make necessary and desired adjustments, withdrawals, or additions to the show. The next season may be on the horizon, but we will still have one more installment of Spectral Shorts to look forward to in just 2 weeks. And both tales are ones to really look forward to, I promise you. In the meantime, please find and message me on social at ParanormGirlPod. Send a message to ParanormGirlPod@gmail.com. You can also connect with me and support the show all in one by becoming a patron, and in so doing, enjoy perks like early access, no ads, merch, shoutouts, private movie nights or online meetups with me, announcements, updates, the works. Visit patreon.com/ParanormGirlPod for more info or to try a free trial membership before joining. You can also easily reach me via my other show, Beer, Booze, and Boogeymen. And by reach me, I invite you to call me. During our monthly stream for an hour and a half, my number is yours, my friends. Please check out our next episode, streaming September 7th. Our Kickstarter campaign is still chugging right along. A Night at the Night House is sure to be an event to remember, and one you will want to take part in. Please check out the link in the show notes to learn more about perks such as bonus content and RPG access and control during our live-streamed investigation. Thank you so much for your listenership and continued support while the show is dark. Stay tuned in 2 weeks for Volume 4 of our summer series. Until then, stay safe, keep the nightlight on, and sleep with one eye open.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.